Hello and welcome to the Leaders Council podcast with me, Joshua Jackson. Now, this podcast is all about hearing from authentic leaders across the country. It's to gain an understanding of the mindsets of the people that get up each day and make this country work. Today, I'm speaking with Elif Kuzey, founder of Elif Kuzey Fashion House and a confidence coach. Elif, thanks for coming onto the show.
Hi, Joshua. How are you?
Very good over here. Thank you very much. You know, it's great to have you back on, actually. For some regular listeners, they may remember hearing some of your work. Obviously, it was in the midst of the COVID pandemic, the COVID lockdowns, some really sort of difficult, a difficult position to be in for many, especially as we'll come on to for your areas of expertise. But if you wouldn't mind, can you just let everybody know who you are and what you do?
Yeah, of course. Well, last time I came, I only the expertise that I was focused on was my fashion house, and because if I was in pandemic, I had to find my ways to get out of it in the other way. So I focused on my brand to be more online, as many businesses ended up going to online. Even food businesses managed to get that to get through this pandemic. And then I set up my coaching business because I noticed so many women were struggling to go through this. And I not only got better with what I was doing, with all the things, the knowledge from being educated in business and experience in business and taking some other courses, I just sharpened my skill set, and I thought, I can't just have it to myself. I need to help other women to create this level of success for themselves. So I started coaching as a side hustle to help others, and my fashion brand is growing day by day. So it's been a great journey last 2.5 years.
And that's really, really important. You know, some of the difficulties that were going on for so many, and still are, you know, given some of the difficult trading conditions and the grim outlook of the last few days, Bank of England forecasts and whatnot. But it gave so many people an opportunity to find out who they are. There have been so many career changes. There have been so many passion projects. There have been so many, as you say, side hustles created because people had the time to do it. Or they had that period of introspection and realized, you know what, maybe my current role isn't for me. And it's going to be really interesting talking to you about the confidence coaching, the leadership coaching, the mentoring for other women. But I'd like to just really start off and just continue just to pick up from where we were last time about the fashion house. And obviously when you were speaking to my colleague Matthew a couple of years ago, a lot of that conversation was around your the work that you were doing, being a sole trader, wearing all the hats yourself,
and
obviously the issues that were going on. How did you manage to navigate it? How did you get through it?
Well, that one of the obstacles that I had created myself was the one that I had to go through and stop wearing all the hats, because we, as small business owners, we have been told that we have to do everything by ourselves. We have to be good at everything. And what happens is you end up doing the things that you're not so good whilst you're very good. Like what I would say, anyone listening in business, the one thing that we need to really sit down and have real hard conversations with ourselves to say, what are my strengths? What am I really good at? Beat yourself up as much as you can and be honest to yourself and just share your weaknesses. And I noticed there were so many weaknesses that I was wearing all those hats that you mentioned. I was trying to do myself, but I was good at doing other things and I was wasting my valuable time instead of having somebody who's good at that and paying them to do that, because you think you're saving money by doing it all by yourself, but you're actually doing yourself wrong, because while you're trying to do everything yourself, you're actually missing out on all the things. I mean, I'm a great saleswoman. I'm a really good people person. I can talk to anybody. It doesn't matter what age, it doesn't matter what they do. I can just talk. Maybe it comes from my retail background. I have been I've been a retailer for 9 years. Now I close that boutique because my online sales gone up. We are now wholesaling across 40 different stockists in the world, and the business is growing rapidly because I noticed my strength, my design and sales and front of house, and I left the rest of it to be done by my team that I built up. And just finding the right person, somebody's probably listening and going, yeah, but how do you find that person? Yeah. Finding someone to trust is the hardest bit. But the trust begins with you, because if you're holding on to everything, clinging on to everything, like as if you are the only one who knows the best, then there is something that you need to work out, and there is something that needs to be fixed, because we don't know everything. It's impossible. I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers. And good leader doesn't mean they know all the answers. They just know how to ask the right questions.
That's...
Which means you have to know where you need help. This is where asking the right question comes in. Where do I really need help? I remember trying to do all my social media and doing these videos and TikToks and all these things because apparently it's very good for fashion brands. Mm. And it is true. It's not wrong. It is true. But I can't do it all. I mean, there's so many hours, and I'm a mum to a young child, and my son was 2 years old. We actually celebrated his second birthday on the first week of the pandemic. Mm. And there I was, stuck in the house. My clothing shop was closed, which was my main income. And my son and my husband at home, we were just stuck. Thank goodness we had a garden and outside space to not kill each other.
you can take that space.
Yeah, it was real tough. But what happened is it has also given me time to reflect, because when we are in the everyday hustle of living, running the businesses, being a mom, being a parent, being a carer, because we all have different responsibilities. Mm. Some women might say, yeah, but I don't have children, but I still have full responsibility of my parent or somebody they take care of. They might have pets that go, they're not well and they need to walk them, whatever. We all have everyday hustles. And what happened is during the pandemic, I had time to just pull back.
Mm.
And instead of finding that moment being, oh no, my business is going to fail now, I'm a failure, look now, my 95% of my sales were coming through the footfall. Now I have none of that. I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I should just shut down and go into depression. That was one way. Or the next way, what can I do with all this stock, with my knowledge, and who am I, and what do I want? And then I choose that. So everything in life is a choice. And that's what I noticed. And I just want to show that to every woman,
I think,
every man as well, not just woman, everybody.
Of course.
Needs to know that there's a choice. There's a choice. Like, you have to make choices every day in your life. Like, you get up, do you want to have a cup of tea or coffee? Do you want to have your eggs scrambled or sunny side up? You know, it's just all choices. But when you know exactly what you want, it's just like ordering food from takeaway. You don't just give them a call and say, I'm hungry, send me some food. You tell them specifically what you want, and guess what happens? What you order comes.
Yeah. Well, that right there is actually, you know, you've gone through a lot of important points there. You know, one is obviously realizing that there are weaknesses within. You know, you cannot be everything. You know, it's always the jack of all trades, you know, master of none. And sometimes you really do need to let things go so that you can focus. I think that there is an important point. The second that you came up there, that everything is a choice. You had the choice during the lockdown to sit down and roll over, to just wait and see what happened, but you didn't. You again looked at yourself and realized that there was an option for you, and you stood up and you took it. And you've made so many positive choices. And that's really what these conversations are all about, you know, hearing these bits of positivity and these turns that people have made to better themselves, to better the country, to,
you know, help the people around them, build that community. Yeah. And that's incredible. And I've, you know, as I say, for a lot of these, I do a fair amount of research, you know, making sure that I look into the backgrounds of the people in the company and, you know, make sure that we can have a really interesting conversation. And one of the things that I found, which was really nice across both your, the fashion side and the confidence side, was just a small quote that you'd written in one of your blogs or one of the descriptive pieces, talking about the psychological aspect to when a person wears good clothing. It means that you stand taller. It means that you yeah. are more confident in yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that has actually going to be part of what we transition into the talk about confidence. So how, in your experience then, does confidence help? What does it mean? Is it how you present yourself? Is it internal?
Bit of both. Some of us are born with confidence, you know, they look it. We don't know what goes in people's heads. You know, what you see sometimes might not be true, and what we think of others might not be, you know, it might be just our perspective. But confidence, for me, as a fashion designer, I've dressed thousands of women throughout my career, and I've seen so many women come into my boutique. Personally, I help them fit their clothes. And my journey, as you know, started in this industry, in entrepreneurship, as an operation girl who was helping everyone, male and female, to get a better fit with their clothing. And I'm a great tailor. I will own that. And I used to see how, like, these women walk into my room and say, oh, I hate suits. I don't look good in suits, but I have to wear it for my business. And I used to say, look, I don't think you hate suits. They're just not good fit. Let's get that right for you. And then I would fit it. And the way she would stand up, her shoulders will suddenly go back, her head will up high, and then she would suddenly look this confident woman and feel confident because she looks good. So I saw that power of clothing. Both for my, I had a lot of gentlemen who used to come with their suits, and they always had, I mean, you probably, excuse me, have these kind of fitting issues, like if your broad shoulders, the body will be too big, that needs tapering, or your waist needs, you know, if you've got what, big thighs, you have to have a bigger trousers, but then it's too big on the waist. So I used to just tailor it as if it was made for them, because not everybody could really afford or time-wise had the time to wait for a tailor-made suit to be finished, because it can take up to 3 months. So I've noticed over and over again, I've worked with CEOs and leaders, like ladies and like teachers and estate agents and any industry, everyone who walked into that changing room with a well-fitted clothes walked out taller and more confident. And I noticed that, and the conversations that you do with people when they're in your space, it was more like a counseling room. It wasn't just like a boutique selling clothes. Yeah. You know, like a hairdresser, you always have a chat with them.
Yeah.
We used to have chat with them, and when I closed my shop, it was real emotional let go for me, because I had it for 9 years and I had built incredible relationships with these people. And one of the common conversation that was going on my social posts and the calls that I received was like, we're going to miss the conversations we had with you, not only the clothes, because the conversation was always leading how it was helping their confidence to feel better about themselves, having the right clothes, the right color, the right fit. And some people would say, I go into my wardrobe and I've got nothing to wear. It's not because there's nothing to wear. It's because you're nothing like those clothes in your wardrobe, because you've changed.
You've moved
as
on.
As a person, yeah. You moved on, and those clothes are not reflecting you as a person anymore. And once we notice that and let go of the clothes, then you let go of your past, let go of the things that you're clinging on to. It again goes back to that, because it's familiar.
Yep.
We like to be in the place and with the people who are familiar to us. And I hear from the women I coach, because the more confident they get in their businesses, the more clarity we get together for their businesses and their future, they suddenly start letting go of and getting rid of things that are actually holding them back for who they want to be. And people often make comments of, well, you've changed, because they're no longer the person those people around you feel confident next to you. Because your confidence moves you to the next level. You develop and you no longer serve them, and you don't, because you're not familiar anymore.
Yep. Yep.
They want that old Ellie.
It's personal growth, isn't it? And it's always, you know, very important for people to realize that every day can be a learning journey. And you now, you know, tend to specialize. I know you say, obviously, want to bring opportunities to men as well and to everybody, but you do tend to specialize now in female business leaders, you know, helping them to, you know, be the best that they can be through their confidence, through their outlook, through those, you know, internal changes that you can make. And you now run one-on-one courses, masterminds, group coaching. Do you have any success stories? You know, do you have any examples of people that have come out of their shell that you're willing to share? I'm sure there are many, but you know, it's always the willing to share part.
There are quite a few. Yes, I mean, I had one of my ladies that I coached. She was very unsure. She had successful business, but things, because success doesn't mean you have a lot of money. People always admit the money equals success. It doesn't mean that. Sometimes success, I mean, for me, money has got nothing to do with success. Money is just the result of what you do with love and passion. And when I started coaching this woman who was right at the beginning of writing her book, and she wasn't quite sure if it was the right thing. And what we did, we really sat down and I asked her, just like a delivery guy on a takeaway restaurant, what do you want? I just asked her, what do you want in life to offer for you, and who you are? What do you really want? And from that very simple question, you might think, oh, what a simple question. But when you really sit down and write down everything that you want, we came to a conclusion that the book that she kept putting off, the procrastinating to create it, was going to change the story of her life, which ended up being, you know, she was right. I wasn't. I'm just asking the right questions for them to find their own way. This is why I named my business The Leader Within You, because we seem to be waiting for answers from outside. We're waiting validation from external power, but we actually have it all within us. What I do as a person, as a coach and a mentor, I'm just asking the right questions for them to lead themselves, because who am I to do this? I'm just another human being, a girl who grew up in a small town and made her childhood dream reality. What I did is just ask the right question, and now her book is selling worldwide and her courses are selling worldwide.
Great.
And she is a happy woman all round, and money just flew to her because she's doing what she loves.
That's
she absolutely loves, and she's passionate with what she's doing.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was going to say, you know, that is, you know, always a point for people to learn. It doesn't come from being told you're great. You know, you should know. You should know the work that you've put out was, you know, top of the class. You should know that you have your specialisms. You don't need to rely on those, you know, external validations from people around you. But, you know, this is also interesting that you chose somebody that was, you know, having their own book as well. I believe coming up, you're writing your own about, you know, confidence with courage, success, that you're wanting to help entrepreneurs through this medium as well, moving into something new. And how's that going?
Yes. It's going slow And I have been kind of like being my own obstacle and saying, oh, once I move here, once I do this trade show, once I do this, I keep putting it off, but I really need to get on with it and just finish it off because it's going to really help so many people. I shouldn't even use the word only because it's almost like not validating my own work, but it's talking about my journey and how I created a business as a young woman who arrived in the UK with £265, and I grew my business completely organically. I didn't want to take any business loan, bank loan, investor, nobody. And I grew it to become a global fashion brand, now helping other people to create the same success. And it's not money, it's self-belief. It's really knowing you.
Yep.
Because you know you better than anybody, and you have to be really honest with yourself. And I just want to share that journey with people and some of the things that I did, because there was some things that I did I know that helped grow my business organically, like networking, and I just talk about all those little tips in the book, like how I used and navigated my business by taking certain decisions that I believe that helped my business, and it may help somebody else. I don't know.
Well, hopefully it does. And it seems, obviously, because you're having these conversations externally all the time with the people around you, that you're going to be picking up their lessons as well. You know, you're going to be apt to understand what those lessons are, and you obviously lead that to your own reflections on, you know, the successes, but also probably more importantly, some of the mistakes that were going on as well. But if, you know, if this is coming up to, you know, about the time that we should probably, you know, bring this to a close, but I always like to give people the opportunity to tell everybody, you know, what are you doing over the next 6 months? Do you have any new plans in place? Do you have any new projects coming up? Do you have anything, any new business ventures, new ideas? You know, what's happening for you?
Well, I have been thinking for the last few days, actually, not even weeks, days, that I really want to launch my book for International Women's Day, and perhaps I could do it with a nice big bang in London, perhaps with an event where I could bring together amazing people around the world, not just the country, and to share their journey to confidence and success. Because the book is going to be called Confidence Leads to Success. And it not always means that you know it all and you have all the answers. It means you trust that you will find the answers.
Well, when you get around to that, and hopefully you will stick to those, you know, that's the self-imposed deadline of the last few days for International Women's Day, let us know. You know, we'll be more than happy to have a conversation about going forward, introduce you to the listeners of the podcast again via the book, and, you know, hopefully get some people down as well. But, you know, Elif, it's been absolutely fantastic talking to you. You know, if people want to find you, where will they go? LinkedIn, Instagram, website?
Anywhere you can find me on LinkedIn, or you can just go to my website, theleaderwithinyou.co.uk. That's where I share all my business advice and business tips and my personal journey.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much for coming on today. It's been great to have this conversation, to catch up, and actually to find out how much you've changed and those new things that have been going on. It's hopefully we can have you on again in another year, and you never know, it might be all change again, or all maybe not change this time, but true development.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Goodbye.